USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking to supporters at a packed rally in Toledo, Ohio, defending his decision to take out top Iranian terrorist Soleimani.
For years, the sadistic mass murderer, Qassem Soleimani, planned and executed attacks against American targets, killing and wounding thousands of U.S. service members and many, many thousands and even hundreds of thousands of other people. As the leader of Iran's terrorist Quds force, Soleimani spread death, destruction, and mayhem across the Middle East and far beyond. He ordered the violent assault on the American embassy in Baghdad, and you saw this was the anti-Benghazi. We got there very quickly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tension with Iran remains high, and there's been a war powers resolution vote on Capitol Hill. Democrats had been hoping to limit President Trump's military power in terms of striking Iran in the future. A few Republicans joining in, including Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, voting with Democrats. It is a non-binding resolution, Republicans calling it toothless, as it has no chance of becoming law. A new Gallup survey reveals people here in the United States are more center-right in their politics than moderate or liberal. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
It was a very large sampling based on combined data from 29,000 interviews involving more than 21 different Gallup surveys. When you consider the large sample of 29,000 Americans, the 2 percentage point difference is significant. I'm John Clemens.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 212 points to close at 28,956. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An update now on the wildfires in Australia. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Firefighters battling out-of-control wildfires that have killed at least 25 people, hundreds of thousands of animals, and scorched millions of acres across Australia are getting well-needed reinforcement from the United States. Federal agencies such as the U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management have been providing firefighters to lend a hand. Rob Rogers is with the New South Wales Fire Department in Australia, and he says that help has been key.
They've been enormously welcome, and they fitted in really well in our teams here, and they've been very popular, and so they've been enormous help for us.
Rogers speaking there on Fox News. I'm Tim Berg.
A lot of people seeing lights in the sky in 2019. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Reports of UFO sightings in the skies above the U.S. and Canada were up significantly last year, according to the National UFO Reporting Center. It says it received reports of 5,971 sightings last year, and that's up from 3,395 in 2018. It says there are always fluctuations in the year-to-year numbers, but this increase is notable. California led the country last year with the most reported sightings, 485, up from 303 in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.